Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and love. Thank you for your help in our lives. Thank you for your interventions. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for giving us answers to our prayers. Thank you for the breakthroughs we have received from you. Thank you for your presence and power that is with us all the time, in every day of our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for keeping us in perfect peace. Thank you for preserving us from the deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your words of promises that are already coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for moving us forward. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the battles that were too strong for us, that you fought for us and overcame for us. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is solving our problems. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for giving us good health. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for raising helpers to help us. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. We are here this night, this midnight, to seek your face, to honor your name, to praise you, to worship you, and to pray, O Lord, intervene in every life that are here and that will still join this prayer session. Intervene, O Lord, in every life in Jesus' name. Let us receive your touch. Let us receive help from you. Let us receive transformation from you. Let us receive deliverance and victory from you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs right now. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. 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 He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the dead to live. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none, there is none holy as the Lord. For there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Holy are you, Lord, all creation, all you, God, all thee. Is your name? We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. God is a miracle. God is a glorious God, is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker, is a glorious God. God is a glorious God, with light unto thee, oh Lord, with light unto thee, oh Lord, among the gods. Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praise. That's hallelujah. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might belong to the Lord. Forever and ever, amen. In the life, amen. In the life, Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. I will praise you. From everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting, we will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, we will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, for this God He is our God forever and ever. Forever and ever, He shall be our God. He shall be our God from now, even till the end. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 He's Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. The Lord reigns, let the earth tremble. He reigns, let the earth tremble. Our God reigns, let the earth tremble. He reigns, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigns, let the earth tremble. He reigns, let the earth tremble. Our God reigns, let the earth tremble. He reigns, let the earth tremble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. To the King of Glory, hallelujah. To the Ancient of Days, hallelujah. To the Almighty God, God will lift up your name. We will praise you forever, for you are the Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Jesus. You are God. You are God. Jesus. You are Lord, you are Lord, Jesus. You are God, you are God, Jesus. All over the universe, all over the universe, you reign as King. All over the nations, all over the nations, you remain the Lord, God of the angels, God of the angels, Lord of hosts, Almighty Savior, Almighty Savior, the great I am. We have come, we have come to give you praise. We have come, we have come to honor your name. We have come, we have come to lift you up. We will praise you forever. We will praise you forever. You are the Lord. You are Lord. You are Lord. Jesus. You are God. You are God. Jesus. Forever you are Lord, you are Lord, Jesus, you are God, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. Though we lift up holy hands in one accord, we're singing, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be thy name, blessed be the name of the Lord. All over the world, all over the universe. If there is no one to serve you, and I will sing and worship you, oh, all over the world, all over the universe. If there is no one to serve you, I will sing and praise your name all over the world, all over the universe. If there is no one to serve you, I will sing and worship you, Lord, all over the world. All about you, if there is no one to serve you, I will sing and praise your name. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Worship his majesty. Praise him. Worship him. He's the Lord, and Yahweh is his name. He's the Almighty God, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. And he's the Alpha and Omega. He started everything, and he's the one who will end everything. He started the creation. He created the heavens. He created the earth. He created the underworld. And he will end all of them. Worship him for who he is. He is the Almighty God. He is strong. No one can break him. No one can stop him. No one can overcome him. Because he is too strong to be conquered. He is too strong to be defeated. He is too strong to make mistakes. Worship him for who he is. He is mighty in battles. He fights battles and he wins them. He always wins. He has never lost a fight. He has never lost in a battle because he's a mighty warrior. We worship him, Father. He controls everything. He controls everyone. Even when the people don't know what they are doing, he's the one controlling them. He makes impossible things possible. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Worship him for who he is. He speaks and his words come to pass. He reverses irreversible things. He changes unchangeable things. He's the Most High God. He's higher than the heavens. He's higher than the earth. He's higher than Satan and all his agents. He is higher than the kingdoms of darkness. He is higher than princes and powers of darkness. He is higher than the governments of nations. He is higher than everything and everyone. We praise you, O God of our salvation. O God of Israel, we adore you. You are the one who makes your enemies bow at your feet. You are the one who makes your enemies do your will. You make your enemies perform your desires. Even when they don't want to do it, you make them do what they don't want to do because you are the Lord. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Lord. No one can question your authority. No one can question your dominion. Blessed be your holy name. No one can stop you. No one can confront you, for you are the consuming fire. We praise you, Jesus. You have given us a name that is above every other name. Your name is above every name of things or beings in heaven. Your name is above every name of things or beings in earth. And your name is above every name of beings, of creatures and things under the earth. For the mention of your name, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Thank you for giving us such a powerful name. We praise your name. We adore your name. We magnify your name. For your name is a strong power. And the righteous run into that name and they are safe. Your name is the strongest fortress. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Father. You have given us your blood for cleansing, for forgiveness of sin. You have given us your blood for deliverance, for healing. You have given us your blood for breakthroughs, for victories. You have given us your blood for dominion and authority. We worship you, Father, for all that you have given to us for free. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, you have given him worship and praise and thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him more for everything he has done. We're going to say thank you, Father, for all that you have given to me for free. Thank you for all that you have given to me for free. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. We can't pay for what he has given to us. What do we even have to pay him? We have nothing. Or what is it that we have that didn't come from him? Thank him for all that he has given to you for free. Thank you, Father, for all that you have given to me for free. For free, you gave me salvation for free. You gave me power for free. You gave me holiness for free, righteousness for free. You gave me strength for free, healing and good health for free, deliverance for free. Thank you for all that you have given to me for free. You gave me eternal life for free. Because someone paid the price. So I don't have any other price to pay. Because someone has paid the price. Jesus paid the price on the cross. Thank you for all that you have given me for free. Give me blessings, spiritual blessings, physical blessings for free. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You give me peace, perfect peace, peace of mind for free. You give me joy, perfect joy for free. You gave me happiness for free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. If you happen to know what Satan always asks people to bring before he can give them any gift, and in fact, whatever gift Satan gives them, is all that gift will also destroy them. Yeah, Satan always. There's nothing free in the kingdom of darkness. In fact, you have to pay with your soul. Yeah, you have to sell your soul to the devil before the devil can give you anything. Yeah, and devil will also tell you that this is where your soul is going to end. After you have sold your soul, devil will show you where your soul is going. He will tell you that this is where all of us are going in the kingdom of darkness. We are going into the lake of fire. Yeah. But this is Jesus who has given us life. And then we are paying nothing to get that life. All that we have to do is to believe in him and surrender unto him. Yeah, so you're just going to thank him again. You're going to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings you have given me for free. And I don't have to pay anything. Yeah, open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for all the blessings you have given me for free. Thank you for all the blessings you have given me for free, and I don't have to pay anything to get them. Thank you, Jesus, you gave me eternal life for free. Yeah, and you are saving my soul. You are not destroying my soul, you are saving it. Because the enemy is out there to destroy my soul, but you are saving it, and you are giving me eternal life for free. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have given me for free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have given me help, good help, for free. And I don't have to pay for it. Even though the doctors, they will collect money from me. The pharmacist will collect money from me. But you give me more than whatever doctors or pharmacists could give, and you are not collecting anything. You have given me all things for free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. We must also thank him because he has prepared a place for us. Yeah, in John chapter 14, he said, I am going to the Father to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you can also come there. I am going to the Father because there are many mansions many mansions in my Father's kingdom, and I am going there to prepare a place for you. So you're going to thank him. If you know what that means, you will thank him even more than you're going to thank him now. So you're going to say, Father, thank you, because you have prepared a place for me in heaven, so that when I'm done here on earth, I know I am going to a place in your kingdom. There is a place for me in your kingdom that is waiting for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. The people in the dark kingdom, they have no place. The only place they have is hell, is the lake of fire. The people serving Satan, the only place they have is the lake of fire. But our God said he is preparing a place. In fact, he said he is going to prepare a place, which I believe by now the place is already prepared, because he said that over 2,000 years ago. Begin to say, thank you, Jesus, because you have prepared a place for me in my Father's kingdom. You have prepared a place for me in heaven, so that when I am done here on earth, I have a place I am going. And that place is far beautiful and far greater than this world. Thank you, Jesus, for the place you have prepared for me in your glory, in your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because I have a place, a glorious place, a wonderful place in your kingdom waiting for me. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for the gift of heaven. Thank you, Jesus, because there is a place that you have prepared for me in your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Because I have no place in hell. I have no place in the lake of fire. But I have a place in heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for that place. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to love you and your kingdom more than myself, more than my life, and more than this world. Help me to love you. Help me by your Holy Spirit in me to love you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. There is a part of you that really wants to love God, but your flesh is the problem. And that is why we are praying this prayer. Your spirit really loves God a lot, and you really want to love God. The real you that Jesus saved, the real you want to love God, but your flesh is not going to allow you love God. So begin to say, Father, I want to love you. I want to love you. I want to love your kingdom. I want to love you more than my life, more than myself. I want to love you more than the things of this world. I want to love you more than everything. Help me to love you. Help me to love you with the whole of my heart. Help me to love you selflessly. Help me to love you sacrificially. Help me to love you with my whole life, with my whole heart. Help me to love you that I lay down my life for you. Help me to love you to the point that I lay down my life for you. Help me to love you more than myself, more than my ambitions. Help me to love you more than the system of this world. Help me to love you more than the pleasures of this world. Help me to love you more than the material things in this world, more than the riches in this world, more than the wealth in this world. Help me to love you. I believe you're praying sincerely. You're praying this prayer sincerely. The Lord, help me to love you. Help me to love you more than my career. Help me to love you more than my job. Help me to love you more than everything in this world. Help me now, because I really want to love you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, we are still praying. The reason why we are praying that God help us to love him is because we have an enemy that don't want us to love God. Yeah, our number one enemy is our own body, our own flesh, our own self. And not only that, the number two enemy is Satan and his agent and his demons. Yeah, that is why we are praying that God help us to love him. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness that is contending with me, with my soul, to prevent me from loving God wholeheartedly. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroys every darkness contending with my soul, to prevent me from loving God wholeheartedly. Destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Destroy them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness coming from my own flesh. Every darkness coming from myself. To stop me from loving God, to stop me from demonstrating the new love for God and for his kingdom. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness coming from hell. Every darkness coming from the dark kingdom. Every darkness coming from underneath the ground to stop me from loving God wholeheartedly, to prevent me from loving God wholeheartedly. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, consume them now. Every darkness coming from my career, every darkness coming from every area of my life to prevent me from loving God as I wanted to. Fire of the Holy Ghost, to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, there is always something devil will use to fight your love for God. To make your love for God to become cold. Yeah, to kill your love for God. There is something devil will use. Yeah. Some people, it could be the desire to make money. Yeah, because devil knows that they want to really make money. So devil will keep bringing a lot of opportunities for them to make money. Yeah, and they will keep getting busy making money, and you know, and in the process, they can't pray. They can't pray for long hours anymore. They can't fast anymore. They can't attend church meetings anymore. Yeah, because now devil have used a desire in them to distract them, and their love for God now starts going down. Yeah, so there's always something devil will use. Some people, it's just their mobile phones, their smartphones that devil is using to weaken and to kill the love of God in their soul. A lot of things, some people, devil is using their beauty, their physical appearance, to kill the love of God, or the love for God in their souls. So they are so focused on their appearance. Yeah, every now and then they'll keep checking the mirror. They'll keep taking selfies, taking pictures. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's wrong to take pictures of yourself, but when you're now addicted to taking pictures of yourself and posting about yourself, then that one is no longer normal. So if you're going to pray, I don't know exactly what the devil is using to kill the love of God in your soul. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, disconnect me from everything Satan is using to make my love for God become cold. The Holy Spirit, separate me from those things. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Separate me from those things. Separate me from those things. Uproot from my soul every desire. Every desire that Satan is using to kill my love for God. Holy Spirit, uproot those desires from my soul. And every activity that I engage with on daily basis that Satan is using to kill my love for God, to kill my love for the things of God, to kill my love for the business, for the work of God. Holy Spirit, uproot such desires and disconnect me from such activities right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. So Holy Spirit, disconnect me. Disconnect me from everything I am connected to, everything I am attached to, everything I have embraced that is making my love for God to go down, that is making my love for the word of God to go down, that is making my love for God's presence, my love for fellowshipping with God to grow cold. Holy Spirit, separate me from such things now. Uproot such desires from my soul. Every desire for money, desire for pleasures, every desire for friendships, relationships that is affecting my love for God. Holy Spirit, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, desire for fame, desire for recognition, every desire for the things of this world that is killing my love for God, Holy Ghost, uproot them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We are still going to pray. The love that is in the kingdom of God is a selfless love. It's a sacrifice love. I don't want to say sacrificial. Because if you say sacrificial, it means you may just sacrifice some things, and then whereas there are other things you have not yet sacrificed. Yeah, but I'm saying is a love that has to do with absolute sacrifice. That's the love that is in the kingdom of God. It's a love that means that you sacrifice your life. You lay down your life. You surrender your life. That is the love that is the kingdom of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, let the love of God in my soul grow to the point where I lay down all my life for God. To the point where I lay down all my life for Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, make the love of God in my soul, in my heart, to grow, to increase, to the point where I lay down everything to embrace Jesus, to the point where I surrender everything to embrace Jesus. To the point where I lay down all my life to receive the life of Jesus. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, make my love for God to grow to that point where there is nothing that I have not laid down at the feet of Jesus. Make my love for Jesus to grow to the point where I lay down everything at the feet of Jesus. Everything. Everything about myself and everything that I want to become. Let my love for Jesus grow to the point where I lay down my ambitions at the feet of Jesus. Where I lay down my entire life at the feet of Jesus. And then I receive the life that Jesus wants me to live. Let my love for God grow to that point. where I lay down all my life at the feet of Jesus and then take upon myself the life that Jesus wants me to live. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We saw in the scripture where Peter, one of the disciples and one of the apostles, went to start fishing because he was a fisherman. Because at that time, Jesus had left them. Yeah, but Jesus was still watching them. He was still moving around. Yeah, but Jesus, he has been glorified. He has died and he has resurrected. So they felt like, what else can we do with our lives? So Peter said, let us go as fishing. So he led all of them, especially those of them that are fishermen. Then they started to go and fish. And Jesus appeared to them in that place. Yeah, and then he asked Peter a question. Yeah, he said, Simon, let me read that, please. Yeah, he was asking him that, do you love me more than this? Yeah. Let us open our Bibles to John chapter 21. John 21 from verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than thee? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. Yeah. While Jesus was still with them in the human form, he changed the name of Simon to Peter. But now, in this place, when Jesus was correcting him, because he was making a mistake, Jesus did not call him Peter. Jesus called him his real name. Yeah, Jesus called him by the name he was given when he was born. Yeah, Jesus did not call him Peter. He said, Simon, son of Jonah. Yeah, lovest thou me more than this? Yeah, so that shows that when you are in Haran, you have an identity that is not God's identity for you. Yeah, when you are in Haran, when you are in Spain, you will not have the identity that God has given you. Yeah, you cannot have any other identity. Yeah, but when you are in the truth, when you are in the light, when you are in the faith, yeah, and Jesus look at you, he will call you by the identity that you have in him. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help my love for you to grow such that I will no longer be able who deliberately sin against you. So, Father, help my love for you to grow to the point where I will never be able to sin against you, to offend you, to disobey you. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It is love that will produce, it is genuine love for God that will produce genuine holiness. Yeah. Any holiness that is not based on love for God is just self-righteousness. It's not real, it's a fake holiness. So begin to say, Father, help my love for you to grow to the point where I cannot deliberately and intentionally offend you, where I cannot deliberately trespass against your will, against your commandment. Help my love to grow to that point. Help my love to grow to that point. I believe your prayer is a very, very important prayer, very serious prayer, because this is about your soul. Say, Father, help my love for you to grow to the point where I can no longer deliberately offend you, where I can no longer intentionally sin against you, where I can no longer deliberately tell a lie, where I can no longer deliberately lust after after the opposite sex, who is not my spouse. Holy Spirit, help my love for God to grow to that point where I can no longer deliberately steal, where I can no longer deliberately commit adultery, fornication, and all forms of immorality and perversions. Holy Spirit, help my love for God to grow to that point. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, there's a place also in the scriptures. I'll still come back to this, John 21. Yeah, but I want to show you in the Bible that that you're not supposed to sin deliberately as a child of God. Yeah, it's against the will of God. In fact, it's against everything that the Bible stands for. Let me read for you from 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. First of all, read verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as He is righteous, that is, even as Jesus is righteous. Now, then let me read for you from verse 9. 1 John 3, verse 9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Can you see that? Whosoever is born of God, that is, whosoever is born again, does not commit sin. Why? For his seed remaineth in him. His seed, that is the seed of God, remain in that person. and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Yeah, and then you can connect this verse 9 to that verse 7 that says, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. So that is, when you have the seed of God in you, you will naturally do righteousness. Yeah. Because that seed is righteous. Because Jesus that is in you is righteous. Yeah. So it says, when you are born of God, you don't commit sin. It means you can't deliberately commit sin. That is, you can't want to sin against God. Yeah, that is, you can't desire to sin. Like just like someone that is addicted to alcohol, but was delivered by the power of God, and then you ask him, why are you not drinking alcohol anymore? And the person said, God delivered me and I just lost appetite for alcohol. I just lost the desire for alcohol. Yeah, that is what happens to you when the seed of God is in you. So you can't just sin. Like, it's a natural thing. You can't just want to sin. Yeah, the desire to sin will be dead. You won't find it. Even if you look for that desire, you won't find it. Yeah, because you are born of God. So you're going to pray. But today, we have Christians that they are practicing sin. Sin is now what they do. In fact, they enjoy sinning. And yet they say they are born again. How can you be born of God and you love sin to the point that you are even enjoying it? And you no longer even feel sorrowful when you commit sin. You don't feel sad. You are just loving it. Then I can boldly tell you that you're not born again. Yeah, those that are born of God, they don't practice sinning. They can't. Yeah, they can't. So you're going to pray. Yeah, it says, he cannot sin. So that is, you cannot sin. Yeah, which means you can't want to. It's just like you want to go out. Yeah, you already planned that I'm going out to the restaurant or I'm going to the shopping mall to buy something. Yeah, because what you want to go and buy, you really love that thing. So you say, oh, I'm going out to go and buy this. Now you are going out. That is. You're already planning it. Yeah. So when the seed of God is in you, you don't even plan things. You don't even imagine it. You don't even think it. Yeah, because of the seed of God that is in you. But you don't even want it. Yeah. So if you have not come to that point in your Christian life, it means you are not yet born again. Yeah, and you have to pray till you get to that point where the desire for sin is dead. Where the seed of God in you is now alive as walking. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost wake up the seed of God in me and make that seed produce the righteousness of Jesus from within me. Against the fire of the Holy Ghost to wake up the seed of God that is in me and make that seed produce the righteousness of Jesus from within me. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, revive the seed of God in me, the seed of God in my spirit, the seed of God in my soul, the seed of God in my body. Fire of the Holy Ghost, revive that seed. Wake up the seed of God in me and let that seed bring me into manifestation of the righteousness of Jesus. Let that seed begin to produce the righteousness of Jesus from within me. Let me begin to manifest the righteousness of Jesus because of the seed of God in me. Holy Ghost fire, wake up that seed now in the name of Jesus. And let the power in the seed of God that is in me destroy every appetite for sin. Let the power in the seed of God in me arise and destroy every desire for sin, every desire for worldliness, every desire for worldly pleasures, for sinful pleasures. Let the power in the seed of God in me rise and destroy every other seed that is not of God. Every other seed that is making me to like sin, to love sin. Let the power in the seed of God in me arise and destroy every seed planted by the devil to make me a worldly Christian, to make me carnal Christian. Let the power in the seed of God in me arise and destroy every seed planted by the serpent, planted by Satan, to make me become proud, to make me become full of lust, to make me become disobedient and rebellious. Let the power in the seed of God destroy those things right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, let's go back to that. John 21. And Jesus was still talking to Peter. Now Jesus repeated the same thing the second time. In verse 16, he said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? And then Peter responded, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Yeah, so there is love of God inside of Peter's heart. Yeah, but something else is soaking that love. Yeah, something else is soaking the love. Yeah, and Jesus has to come to him physically so that he will not lose his soul completely. You know, Jesus kind of saved his soul again at that point. Yeah, because he was already following a path that may lead to him losing his calling and losing his soul. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, save my soul from everything as Satan is using to draw my soul far from you. Say, Lord Jesus, deliver my soul from everything Satan is using to lure my soul far from him. Deliver my soul from the captivity of those things. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, deliver my soul from whatever Satan is using to pull my soul away from you, to pull my soul away from your kingdom. Deliver my soul now from the captivity of things that Satan is using to lure my soul out of your kingdom. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. The fresh Jesus, deliver my soul. Deliver my soul. Deliver my soul from the bondage of the things Satan is using, the things Satan has chosen to use to take my soul away from you. Lord Jesus, deliver my soul now in the name of Jesus. Deliver my soul from every captivity of worldly things. Deliver my soul from every captivity of things in this world that is pulling my soul away from you, Lord Jesus. Deliver my soul now from the captivity of those things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you need to know that your soul is not like your body. If your soul is spiritual, your soul is a spirit. Yeah, and your soul can be trapped in many things. Now, one of the ways through which you can know that your certain things have trapped your soul is how you react to those things. Yeah, is how you react to those things. Some people, sex and anything sexual have trapped their souls. Yeah, so when they are being confronted with a temptation in the area of sexual things, yeah, they can literally start to shake in their soul. Yeah, they can. I mean, their minds start to shrink. Yeah, because they don't have strength to even resist the temptation. Yeah, their minds start to vibrate. yeah, because that realm of sex have trapped their souls. So they don't even, they, in, at that point, they lose control. Yeah, they can't even control themselves again. So that is how you know the things that have trapped your soul. Yeah, some people, they are so full of lust for the opposite sex. Yeah, they have, I don't know what they call it. Yeah, I think some people call it, they have spec. They say, I like when a man looks like this. I like when a woman looks like this. Yeah, so whenever they see someone that look like that look like their spec, then they lose control. Yeah, they can't even control the feelings and the emotions. So that means their soul has been trapped by that realm of seduction and lust. So that realm of lust has trapped their soul. Yeah, so if they happen to be confronted face to face with that temptation, they would have committed sexual sin with that person before they even remember that somewhere in the Bible says do not commit fornication. Yeah, they would have slept with that person. Why? Because lust have captured their souls. Yeah, and I can keep mentioning so many things in this world that captures souls. Yeah. So usually when you are being confronted with a temptation that has to do with the thing that has captured your soul, you will at that moment start to think and you will lose control. And in fact you may fall. If God doesn't help you, you will fall into that temptation immediately. Why? Because that thing that Satan is using to bring the temptation, or that person, the realm of that thing or person have captured your soul. So you're going to pray. Some people, it's money that have captured their souls. They can't just ignore some opportunities, or some temptation in the area of money. Yeah, they can't just ignore, they can't just resist, because money have captured their souls. But they will prefer to go and work for money than to spend time with God, in fellowshipping with Him, in worshiping Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to see a fire of the Holy Ghost and deliver my soul from every realm that I've captured in. Deliver my soul from every realm of darkness that I've captured my soul. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my soul now from every realm of darkness that have enslaved my soul. Deliver my soul now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Every realm of loss, every realm of sin, every realm of pride, every realm of material things, materialism, that have captured my soul. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my soul from those realms. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every realm that walks through money, every realm of darkness that walks through faith. Every realm of darkness that walks through love. Every realm of darkness that have captured my soul. Fire of the Holy Ghost, deliver my soul from them now. In the name of Jesus, remove my soul from those realms right now. Right now, I believe you're praying. Remove my soul from every realm of sin, from every realm of darkness that have captured him. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In verse 17 of John 21, he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Yeah, you can see Jesus repeated the same question the third time. Why was Jesus doing that? Because Jesus was he was trying to penetrate into his soul. That was why he kept on asking that question. He was trying to reach him in deep in his soul. And when he saw that Jesus was asking him the third time, he was angry. And of course he knows that he can't be angry at Jesus. But the flesh in him, his flesh reacted. And was like, you know all things, you know that I love you. But what Jesus was saying is, prove it that you love me. That was what Jesus was saying. Was saying, prove it. That Jesus was calling him into service. He was calling him out of the fishing business. Jesus was calling him again. Don't forget that Jesus called him the first time. He said, from today you shall become, he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. He told them that you shall now start to fish men. That was the first time Jesus called him. But then he went back into fishing cities. He went back into doing the fisherman business. That was why Jesus had to go back to him again. And say, if you love me, you have to prove it. You have to drop this fisherman business. And you have to come back to fishing men. That was why Jesus was saying, feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. So you're going to pray. When you love God enough, you will prove it. You will prove it in your actions. You will prove it in your character, in your attitude, in your lifestyle. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make my heart to be filled with love for God, such that love will push me to do things for God. The Holy Spirit, make my heart, make my soul to be so filled with love for God, to the point that that love will push me to do great things for God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, make my heart to become so filled with the love of God, with love for God, such that the love of God push me to do things for God without thinking of myself. Let me be so filled with God's love that that love moves me to sacrifice everything to show how much I love God. Let the love of God control my life. In other words, you are saying, Holy Spirit, make the love of God control me. Make the love of God control every area of my life. Make the love of God control my thoughts. Make the love of God control my imaginations. Make the love for God control my thinking. Make the love of God control my actions. Make the love of God control my daily activities in the name of Jesus. Make me become filled with the love of God to the point that that love moves me to go extra miles serving God, to go extra miles doing God's work, to go extra mile pleasing God, to go extra mile saving souls, winning souls into God's kingdom. Let the love of God push me to do a lot of things for God. Let the love of God push me to lay down everything for God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying about God's love. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every stronghold that Satan has created in my mind to make me love myself more than God, to make me love myself more than the things of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the stronghold now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Strongholds have been created in the mind. Strongholds have been created in the thoughts, in the thought pattern of people. Begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every stronghold that Satan has created in my brain, in my mind, to make me prefer to please myself than to please God. To make me love myself than God. To make me love myself than spiritual things. To make me love myself, let me love self-pleasure. in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Well, we're still going to pray. If we love God, we are going to be faithful. We're going to be faithful to Him. We're going to be faithful and obedient to Him. Yeah, just like if you love your spouse, you're going to be faithful to your spouse, and you're going to give your spouse whatever he wants or he wants, whatever your spouse likes or desires. Yeah, so faithfulness is a product of love. Yeah, and the same thing with obedience. Yeah, when you love someone, you respect them, and you are committed to them. So if we love God, you respect Him, you honor Him, and you are committed to Him, you are faithful to Him. Yeah, you are faithful to Him. So you are going to pray. You cannot say you love God if you're not faithful to Him. Yeah, there are some people that are men who are Christians. They would want me to be reminding them of things that is a normal thing for Christians to do. Christians that really love God. Yeah, so why do I have to remind you? Yeah, that as a Christian, you need to serve God. Why do I need to remind you that as a Christian, you need to pay your tithe and give offerings because you love God? Why do you need to be reminded of things that God has commanded us to do, like evangelism, yeah, like intercession, intercessory prayer. In fact, why should I remind you that you should attend Bible study classes? If you love God, you will be in a place where they talk about the Word of God. If you really love God, you will join programs that is about God, programs that will help you, programs that will strengthen your relationship with God. You will do spiritual exercises. If you love God, I don't need to remind you that you have to fast. You will do spiritual exercises because you know that fasting and prayer will draw you closer to God. So there are some things that we don't need to be reminding ourselves. If we love God, these things, they just flow naturally. We are supposed to do them naturally. Yeah. Yeah, and you don't need to be reminded at all. Yeah, so that is what faithfulness is all about. And do you know what God said in His Word? He said, "To the faithful, I will show myself faithful." Yeah. So God said, "To those that are faithful to me, I will also be faithful to them." So which means if you're unfaithful, God also will be unfaithful. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, help my love for you to grow to the point that I become perfect in faithfulness toward you. So, Father, help my love for you to grow to the point that I become perfect in faithfulness toward you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help my love for you to grow to the point where faithfulness come out of me naturally, to the point where obedience come out of me naturally. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. The Lord, help me to be so full of love for you that I become faithful with the whole of my heart. Help me to become so full of love for you to the point that I manifest faithfulness, total faithfulness toward you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, in Psalm 18, I want to show you where God said that to those that are faithful, He will be faithful to them. And those that are not faithful, He will not be faithful to them. In Psalm 18, let us look at verse 20, verse 25. Yeah. It says, with the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with an upright man. Yeah, that's also the meaning of faithfulness, upright. Yeah, and with an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. Yeah, some things are not about fasting and prayers. Some things are about your heart towards God, the kind of heart that you have towards God. Yeah, there's some things that you get from God, or let me say, there's some things that you can't get them from God just because of fasting and prayers. You can only get them from God because you have maintained an uprightness in your relationship with God over the years. That's how you get them from God. Now, because you have been faithful to God over the years, yeah, that is how you get some things from God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to discipline myself. Help me to crucify my flesh so as to maintain a faithful and upright relationship with you. The Father, help me to discipline myself. Help me to crucify my flesh so as to maintain a faithful and upright relationship with you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, our faithfulness goes along with discipline, self-denial, self-control. It goes along with you crucifying the desires of your flesh. So Father, help me to discipline myself. Help me to crucify my flesh so that I can maintain a faithful relationship with you, so that I can maintain a committed relationship with you, so that I can maintain an upright relationship with you. Help me to discipline myself. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points before we round off. I want us to go back to that John 21. John 21, verse 17. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Yeah, you're going to pray. There was a song. There was a songwriter that said something like, God, search my heart and see if there is any wicked thing there. You're going to pray. Yeah, that God should search your heart and reveal to you those things that you love. And those things that are affecting your love for him. Yeah. Those things that are deep down in your heart. And you love those things. And those things are enemy of his love. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, search my heart. You know, Peter said, thou knowest all things. Yeah. So God knows your heart. He knows things that are in your heart that you don't even know yet. So you're going to say, Father, search my heart and reveal to me whatever is in me that I love, that is an enemy of your love. There is an enemy to your love. Search my heart and expose them to me so that I can get rid of them. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, search my heart. Search my heart. And pull out things that I love that is contending with your love. Expose to me things that is in me that I love so much, but is an enemy of your love. Oh Lord, expose them to me. Search my heart and expose them to me, so so that I can get rid of them. In the name of Jesus, touch my heart, O Lord. 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 In the name of Jesus, expose to me everything that I have embraced, everything that I love, Lord, that is an enemy of your love. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. I want you to pray. I want you to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, according to your faithfulness, deliver unto me blessings that I'm already due to receive. Blessings and help that my life is already due to receive. Say, Father, deliver unto me such blessings. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, according to your faithfulness, according to your faithfulness, deliver unto me, give unto me blessings that I am already due to receive. Blessings that my life, my destiny is already due to receive. Release such blessings into my life right now. Right now. Right now. Right now, in this very hour, release such blessings into my hands. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, we have three more prayer points. We're going to pray. We're going to say the name of Jesus. From this day homeward, my tongue shall glorify the name of the Lord. My tongue shall only glorify the name of the Lord in the earth, and shall always glorify the name of the Lord in the earth. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, my tongue shall wholly glorify the name of the Lord. My tongue shall always glorify the name of the Lord in the end. In the name of Jesus, my tongue shall not utter things that are against the glory of God, that are against the will of God. My tongue shall not utter words that are against the mind of God, that are against grace, that are against purity and holiness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You are going to place your right hand on your hand. You are going to say the name of Jesus. From this day onward, the thought in my mind shall continually glorify the name of the Lord in the head. From this day onward, the thought in my mind shall continually glorify the name of the Lord in the head. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that from this day onward, the thoughts in my mind, the thoughts from my mind shall continually glorify the name of the Lord in the head. My thought, my thinking shall always glorify the name of the Lord. My intentions shall always glorify the name of the Lord. My desires shall always glorify the name of the Lord in the head. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Which means you can never be wise until you start to fear the Lord. And how do we measure wisdom, or how do we know someone that is wise? From the scriptures, or the scripture teaches us that wisdom is being known through your decisions, your choices. Wisdom is being known through your actions. Yeah, the things that you did. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, increase the fear of the Lord in my heart, in my soul, so that I can be wise in these last days. Increase the fear of the Lord in my soul. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, increase the fear of the Lord in my heart, in my soul, so that I can be wise in these last days. Increase the fear of God in me. Increase the fear of God in me. If you fear God, you will not despise Him. You will not take God for a fool. If you fear God, you will not behave as if He's not watching, as if God is not watching you. You will not act as if God is not watching you. You will not commit sin in the secret where no one is seeing you. If you fear God, you will not commit secret sin Say, Holy Spirit, increase the fear of God in my soul, in my heart, so that I can be one in these last days, so that I will stop, so that I will not be deceiving myself, so that I'll make right choices, right decisions in these last days, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your presence that is with us and that is in us. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the things that you are doing for us that we are not even aware of because our physical eyes can't see those things. But you've been doing them for us. Thank you for demonstrating your love toward us. Thank you for the way you take good care of us. Thank you for the way you fight our battles. Thank you for the way you help us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your peace that is prevailing in our hearts and souls. Thank you for your joy that is rooted and seated in our souls and minds and spirits. Thank you, Father. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, for we know you have great plans for us. And your plans are very good plans, very glorious plans, and none of them are evil. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you speed up the performance, the manifestation of your plan for everyone here. O Lord, hasten the manifestation of your plans for every life here right now in Jesus' name. Whatever is standing to block the fulfillment and performance and manifestations of your plans and promises for your people here, O Lord, consume them now in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the details of God's calling for your life shall be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, the things that God is expecting and demanding from your life, but you don't know them, I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal them to you. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the fire of God separates your soul from every attachment and entanglement with things in this world that is killing the love of God in your soul. I decree that the fire of God separates your soul from such attachments and entanglements right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.